In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we listen to the Gospel for today, maybe we'll not talk about the Gospel, what we already heard about, what we listened to the Gospel. These days, we decide, Abuna Shun and myself, like to go and to talk more about the Holy Spirit. It's a good opportunity during the coming 2 weeks to talk about the Holy Spirit. We talk a lot about the Father, God the Father, and we talk also a lot about God the Son, but actually the Holy Spirit, we are not talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to focus more a little bit. However, we have to know that the Holy Spirit is working inside us. During the ascension, Jesus Christ was ascended to the heaven, and he was looking to the disciples and apostles, and they were very sad. You're leaving us. We spent 3.5 years almost with you. So you are leaving this life, you are leaving now, and you are leaving us alone without anyone. We spend this time with you. So he said, no, don't worry about that. Don't be sad. I will send you the Paraclete, my Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, my Spirit will be inside you. That's why in Acts they said, they went back to the upper room and they were very happy. Why? You can imagine that Jesus Christ, if he's present with them, it's good for them. But they will not live, they will not receive the Holy Spirit. We will not too, also to us. We will not take the Holy Spirit inside us in the baptism room, when we baptized. The Holy Spirit that we receive change us. Change everything inside us. We are totally different after we took already the Holy Spirit inside us. That's why it's a good opportunity during the coming 2 weeks to talk more and more to reveal what is exactly the Holy Spirit. The first church, that's why I will go a little bit in the beginning of Acts, and I also to explain also to what is exactly the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 28, it's the end of Matthew, I am with you always even to the end of the age. If Jesus Christ was talking only about himself to the people, so I will present by myself with you. But if I will send you my Holy Spirit, I will be inside you to the end. To the eternal life, which is totally different. I am living this life with Christ who is inside me. When I'm acting anything, the Holy Spirit inside me, guiding me and telling me exactly this is right and this is wrong. That's why sometimes I feel like when I did a sin, sometimes I feel like, oh my God, like there's something inside my heart said like you did this and you have to confess and repent. And this is the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't know about Christ. Without the Holy Spirit descending in and dwell inside in the apostles and the disciples, they couldn't have this courage to go away, to go everywhere in the earth and to preach about Jesus Christ. I will read a small part from St. John Chrysostom. He said about something about the book of Acts. It's a book of the Holy Spirit. The gospel are the history of what the Lord Christ has done and said. Where the book of Acts is an account of what the other comforter has done and said yet. This spirit has equally done many things. that come in the other Gospels, and Christ is still working as well in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, it's not ended. The book of Acts still is working. The Holy Spirit, who started in the beginning of the church with the apostles, with the disciples, he started already and continued inside the church now and forever to the end. Will not stop. The Holy Spirit is working inside me. I'll tell you like a small story to understand how the Holy Spirit is working. I just read this story about Abuna Lua Sidarus like a few days ago. He was praying in the liturgy. Usually, you know, there is litanies right after the sermon and gospel. The gospel and sermon, there is litanies. Usually, we as priests, we prayed like silent. So we are to not like to reduce the time. So there is many litanies. We have to read it and we have to pray it. And one day, Abuna Lua, he was praying that in the liturgy. And so after he finished the gospel, he said to Abuna, you know what? Let's pray the litanies. Usually they are not praying the litanies like with a loud voice to the people. Usually they are praying silent during the gospel. Exactly as Abuna did a few minutes ago. And he said, okay, let's go, let's pray. And they prayed. After he finished, there's a lady came to Abuna and she told him, Abuna, thank you so much. I had a desire, I had to finish something in my work. And I had a desire to come to the liturgy. And I have a desire to attend the liturgy, but at least from the beginning of the liturgy. And I couldn't. And I said, God, can Abuna pray the litanies and take a time to give me time to come to the church or not? Please do that. Abuna Lua said, this is the Holy Spirit is working inside the church, inside us, to guide me to pray. He didn't think about that. He decided directly to pray the litanies. Go through your life and see what the Holy Spirit is work, how He's working with you all the day. The problem that sometimes I say to the Holy Spirit, I don't want it to listen to you. كفاية أنا عندي أنا هسمع صوتي أنا. I wanted to listen to my mind, but I don't wanted to listen to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit always the Spirit of truth. Honest. And when I'm doing something wrong, sometimes like Holy Spirit say like, no, it's totally wrong. So I want to listen and obey or not. The Holy Spirit is what was the leadership of the church in the beginning. And we will see that later on. The Holy Spirit also, it was working from the beginning, from not only from the beginning of the church, from the beginning before the creation. Open Genesis 1 and you will see the Spirit of God was on the water. So the Holy Spirit is present from the beginning before the creation. Also, the Holy Spirit was working after the fall, which is a stage of preparation for the first coming. So the Holy Spirit was working before. Is it present already? Before the creation? After fall, He was preparing the people in the Old Testament, prepare them for the first coming. And also too, during Christ, He was present and working very well. And after the ascension, He was working everywhere. And He still is working now. Many symbols for the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to explain it a little bit in 2-3 minutes. One symbol is a fire. Yeah, we saw the fire on the head of the apostles and the disciples during the Pentecost feast. But also, it's also from the Old Testament, the fire was present. The burning bush in Exodus 3:2. The tower of flame leading the Israelites, like a Holy Spirit who is leading the people of Israel in night. The fire of Elijah. The tongues of fire over the apostles in Acts 2, verse number 2. And also in the revealing fire. I will read for you 1 Corinthians 3:11-15. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will taste each one's work of what sort it is. بيقول في آخر آية فعمل كل واحد سيصير ظاهرا لأن اليوم سيبينه لأنه بنار يستعلن وستمتحن النار عمل كل واحد ما هو. The fire revealing, the fire is cleaning also too inside me. If I have dust, if I have a sin, the Holy Spirit is like a fire, cleaning all the sin inside me. But I have to listen again to the Holy Spirit. That's why the fire is going and burning inside my heart. What is the dust? But if I'm not listening to it, to the Holy Spirit, I will go and go through all my life without doing anything. So the Holy Spirit can't do His job. Another symbol, which is the water. Again, it's from the beginning, from the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit was a symbol of water, the tower of cloud leading the people of Israel. Exodus 3:2. The water of 30 in Isaiah. As well also to the water in eternal life. The water is alive. You can imagine that we can't live without water. No one in the world can live without water. The Holy Spirit is exactly like a water inside me. I took it from the water in the baptism and is working inside me as a life. And a cloud carrying the Savior up to the ascension. Also, this is the Holy Spirit who ascended me to above. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit like a dove. A dove is like one of main things in the dove. It's the simplicity, the peace, give the happiness. The Holy Spirit inside me give also to the happiness inside me. When I feel happy, when I feel satisfied, the Holy Spirit is working a lot inside me. Also to a dove, it's like a dove in the story of Noah. The dove went outside. When Noah sent the dove, and the dove came back to him, he was looking to the dove as it is like, this is like a savior or a guidance. The Holy Spirit guiding me also too in this world. We are taking the Holy Spirit from the church and go outside, guided by the Holy Spirit. If I wanted to fill myself with the Holy Spirit, go to your room and close the door and pray. If you wanted to fill by Holy Spirit, come to the church, but focus in your prayers and take the Holy Body. And go outside. You received already the Holy Spirit inside you. The Holy Spirit is working always, all the time. But who is listening to Him? Like the story of Abu Naloa, for example. Like if he listened to this voice and he said, look, I have no time to do that. I have to pray direct without the litanies. Here, I have to know exactly and I have to understand the voice of the Holy Spirit is talking to me. Also, another symbol of the Holy Spirit is like an oil. As Amuna said in his Synaxarion, also the oil is a symbol of Holy Spirit healing. When I feel that I have a lot of sin inside me, something wrong I'm doing inside me, the Holy Spirit heals me too. By repentance and by confession and by taking the communion inside me, I'm taking also and renewing also again the Holy Spirit. You can imagine that this Holy Spirit like a fire. I'm not feeding this fire. It will disappear. And I have to feed this fire by your wood. And the wood is my prayers. When we go to the first church, the Holy Spirit set the ministry to work in the vineyard. They tell them exactly what they have to do. Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. As to saying, for me. Or the Holy Spirit exactly will tell me what I have to do. The problem that many people come to me, for example, Abuna, we can't listen to the to God. I have many things I have to choose and I can't know exactly what I have to do. So I said, let's pray. Let's pray and let's listen to God. The people said, I can't listen. Because there is the channel, it's not open between me, between the Holy Spirit. It's not open. It's always, I have a lot of things in my life which is blocked this channel. If I open the channel during the day and I have time to go with God, and this is now, in these days, it's rare. The people said, we are busy. Even we are at home, we're not doing anything but the 24 hours fly, and after that we finish the day, and what we have to do? We have nothing. Abuna, we are very, very, very busy, overwhelmed. There's no time even to talk to God. How I can give the opportunity, the chance to the Holy Spirit to talk to me if I have no time to talk to Him? How the fire will burn the sin inside me if I'm not open this channel? How the water come inside me to give me the life? And the people said, Abuna, we are very busy and we have no time to do that. And the problem, Abuna, you know what? This is a life. Believe me, my beloved, this is not the life like that. We are doing that for ourselves and by ourselves. It's only we have a time. We can find the time. We can find the time to open the Facebook and go through the Facebook and roll. We have a time also too to open the TV and look to whatever the series and films and movies. We have a time to do a lot of things in our life, but we are not giving the right time to the right person. Our Father who art in heaven. That's why when St. Paul said he didn't called him only Father, he called him Abba. And Abba, it's more deep. Who art in heaven and everywhere, who is listening to me and waiting also to my prayer. He's always talking to me, but I'm not responding. And finally, the Holy Spirit who is inside me try to push me. Go and pray. Go and talk to him. And always I'm telling him, no, I have no time for that. The Holy Spirit, like a dove, give me the happiness and guiding me too. And finally, the Holy Spirit, like an oil, who is healing me from any disease. Let's pray together that God give me, in these days, at least to have a figure how to work with the Holy Spirit, who is, I receive it in the baptism, and how to work with the Holy Spirit during that. I'll tell you something, maybe we can do it. It's something like very simple. Number one, in these days, in five things we have to do in the Apostles' Fast. Number one, pray for the priest, the deacons, and the servants. So now it's only 2 weeks only remaining in the fast. And I hope if you are not fasting, please fast. It's only 2 weeks left. So number one, pray for the priest, for the deacons, and all the servants, for the church. Number two, pray for all the churches, not only our church, all the Christian and the other churches too, to be strong in this world. Number three, in your backyard or anywhere, have a flower, plant anything, and say this is for the Apostle Fast. To remember, it's a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. So plant anything in your backyard and say this is a fruit of the Spirit. Number four, try to give. Help anyone. Try to find someone who needs help, help. Number five, try to research about the apostles. We know all the disciples, almost. But there is 70 apostles we didn't know, or we don't know about their names even. So during that 2 weeks, try to research about the apostles. If you know 10 apostles only from the 70, it's good. Know about their life, about their missionary, what they did, how they live. The Holy Spirit who guided them already in the past, they will guide us too in these days. So five things we have to do in the 2 weeks left in the fast. Number one, for sure we have to fast if we're not fasting. So pray for the priests, the deacons and clergy, the servants, and pray for all the other churches to be strong. Plant in a garden like a small flower or anything in your backyard, so remember that is a fruit of the Spirit. Number four, try to give and help the people. Number five, research for the life of the apostles. And glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yes, we're coming in creation, creation, honey, miss me.